Let's go.
Holy cow. I'm Fastlane Jane.
And I'm Design Muse.
And this is High Octane Hustle.
Welcome, everyone.
I'm so excited about today's guest, Trisha Wall. She comes to us from Yokohama Motorsports. She's one badass babe.
For sure.
100%. I mean, her list of accomplishments, see, I can't even say it, well, are pretty big.
I mean, think about it, because it's like you trip over that. Yeah. But before we get into Trisha, let's talk about you. Tell
well,
me what
catch
you
catch up, right?
Yes.
Yes. Not just me.
Well, us. Us. Tell me something good.
Okay. So what have we been up to a little bit? Well, let's see. The last thing I did, PRI.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that was a brave trip.
Brave? Why is that?
A day of more. A day of flying.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, it was one of the worst days of flying for me. It was a long day. It was like an entire day of like sitting at airports and them not telling us that the flight was delayed.
Oh, man.
And I mean, I feel like anyone that's flown has probably had one of those horror stories. And it was just like, so I did eventually make it. I left at like 3 o'clock in the morning from my house and I eventually made it to Indianapolis at about midnight. So, you know, I mean,
well,
you know,
there
was a long day.
There's a time difference.
It was a long day.
Holy moly.
I got to catch up during that time and I used it very wisely because I was going through our episodes and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
So it was
for
it was
our
homework.
Best of.
Yeah. So it was
yeah.
Homework.
If you guys haven't seen it, it's the best of. It starts with all the high fives we give.
Yes, for sure. So and I went there with Autofluencer. So that one is a new organization that basically looking for influencers to help with manufacturers and stuff so that they can kind of find out if it's a good fit for them, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the hardest part is someone knowing like, hey, is this the right influencer for us? You know, and a manufacturer too. So it gives stats, it tells a little bit of a background and you can kind of find out more information.
Oh,
so.
That's right. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, for me, we finished out the year with breaks. I finished out my teaching year and, it was bittersweet because you say goodbye to your friends, but we're starting up again January. I'll be going to Sonoma, invite only type of or, you know, event this time. And then we're going to do a round table. So I'm excited about that and to learn about that and have a lot more teaching on deck for me for this year. And like we had talked about doing our member highlight, I've joined Motor Press Guild, so I'm super, super psyched about that, to get back to writing and really have a voice within the automotive industry. Yeah. A little bit different than I had done with K&N. You know that I have over 70 articles published with K&N, but it was all based on motorsports lifestyle journalism.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this I want to focus a little bit more on telling the story of what I see in the newer cars and what women our age are looking for.
Sure, it's going to have more of
your
viewpoint.
It's going to have my voice.
Yeah,
my
love
voice.
That. Love that. You'll be
and
able to
I
share
think
that,
that that's an area that I can actually maybe excel. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, I
with
think
that.
It's like any of us. I mean, when we're doing something that we can share about, it's much easier. It comes
from
a place that we
exactly.
enjoy. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to doing all
awesome.
Of that stuff. Yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to.
A little bit about Trisha Wall. Hold, please. I have to open my notes. So I see
you
what's
mean
going
you didn't
on.
Memorize it.
Listen, babe. Listen.
We're
I'm a conversationalist, not an actress.
No, but we were really excited about having Trisha on because, I mean, seriously, all the things. First off, we had
all
a great
things.
Conversation with her to begin with before this. But there's so many things on her resume.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. So
in a good way.
I'm going to start with the first paragraph and then I'll send it off to you. We are, because it's just so much easier that way. Oh my gosh. So our next guest is Patricia Wall. She happens to be the motorsports manager of Yokohama Tire and she is so amazingly educated through USC. She started her life at USC as an engineer, moved into race engineer, right? And is an accredited, well.
Oh, I was going to say a master's and a bachelor's.
Yes. Yes. And credentials just are jaw-dropping to me. She's not just an engineer. Oh, I took a picture. She's not just an engineer. She's an aerodynamicist.
I love that word.
How in the world do you decide all of a sudden?
I don't know if I even knew what that word was before kind of meeting Trisha.
I know. I'm like, can you make me more aerodynamic?
I know. But she is an avid skier. Yes. So it makes a lot of sense to me too, as I understood more of that. Yeah. So
And understanding that one of her dreams was to become the first female to develop and engineer an Indy car that would win the Indianapolis 500.
And I think she is on her way to do that because she has fully understood all different aspects of a vehicle in so many different ways.
Yeah. Where do we start? I mean, I want to find out. How old were you when you learned the word aerodynamicist? I mean that with the greatest respect. Right? I mean, tell me, how did this all start for you?
So I grew up around motorsports. My dad was I'd call him a sponsor finder. He helped connect sponsors with teams, and I just grew up around the racetrack and decided it was a really cool thing to do. And looking at the guys engineering the cars, it was kind of at the advent of data acquisition and computers, and it just intrigued me. And the guys that were doing it were all aerodynamicists. So I guess I learned the word when I was, you know,
probably 10.
Yeah, middle school maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's seeing these guys work on the cars, it just fueled my interest. And when I applied to USC, I told them that I wanted to be an aerodynamicist and work on Indy cars.
Wow.
I love that.
I do too.
I love that. And I mean, like you said, being around that, you know, your dad was around it. It does. It inspires you, you know. I know your dad's vehicle that inspired you too, right? I love that. No, it's so good.
Yeah. So my dad raced a Fiero.
Yeah.
So
it was so good.
Amazing. Right. He owned a company that did injection molding, and they put their parts on Fieros. So we had a black Fiero growing up, and it had fluorescent racing stripes, orange, yellow, blue. It was beautiful.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
So 80s.
Does he still have the car?
He still has it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So my son was actually there visiting my parents this summer and helped my dad get it started for the first time
in decades.
So it's a...
How old is your son?
He turns 12 tomorrow.
Oh, well, how happy birthday. Happy
What's
birthday.
His name?
Let's give him a shout. Gavin, happy birthday. Give him a shout out.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
Love it.
That's amazing. And now, where's the car?
It is in North Carolina.
Okay.
Yep. So my dad has a couple of his old race cars. He has a Porsche 924 that he also raced.
He's got good taste.
He does. He does.
Man. He has a similar mindset as far as body style. Yeah. Between the Fiero and the 924.
For sure. Yep.
That's so cool. Yep. How did he get involved in racing?
Gosh, that's a really good question. His parents owned a company that was a stamping company, and that kind of evolved into this injection molding company.
Okay.
And they did a lot of business with the big three. The company bought a lot of paint from PPG, and we were invited to some races as guests of PPG when I was...
And then PPG has some great hospitality.
Yes, they do. They do.
You're like, I'm in.
Yep.
Love it.
My first visit to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway was with PPG as a guest in their suite overlooking the front straight. So
that's the perfect way to start that.
Yeah. So, you know, doesn't everyone get that experience? You know, right. I was 8. It blew my mind. But that was at the same time when they had the snake pit still at the speedway.
Oh, yeah.
And it was quite the scene.
Yeah. I think that... because our parents got us involved in motorsports or automotive, we've had experiences like that where they're just indelible.
Well, and I think it's those moments. Like for me, it was always because I'm like, I love being around my family. They get excited about doing this. I'm getting excited about doing this. And I think that's part of that connection for sure. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. So I have to imagine that, were you ready to take on the education that was required? I mean, were you always into school?
Yeah, I'm a dork.
We have to call it a smart nerd.
I'm a nerd. I love.
Hey, you love cars. That's all we care about.
We're like, that makes us dorks too. Yeah.
Right. I just loved math, science, engineering. I loved building things, putting things together, and just engineering made sense for me. There was really nothing else out there for me. I know my mother.
Why look, right?
My mother would have loved for me to be a doctor or a lawyer, but God, I can't stand the sight of blood. So there's no sense in being.
Transmission fluid. Full red. That's as far as I go.
Yeah. So it was engineering. That was it.
Wow. And USC. My dad went to USC. I wasn't really smart enough to go to USC. I talked too much. Are you surprised? I don't think so.
I grew up in Michigan. But I came out here, you know, going to the Long Beach Grand Prix. Mm. And when I was looking for colleges, I went to Arizona State. I kind of fell in love with the West Coast and then came out to see USC. I was like, nope. This is it.
That's
right.
It.
This is
right. The
place.
Ivy covered.
I feel
buildings.
Like we're the car, the motorsports, automotive mecca, though. You know, you kind of feel it here.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, absolutely. Just when you're driving down the freeway here, you know, you see everything. There's so much new cars, old cars, any sort of body style. It's an amazing place.
Yeah.
Not that I want to push forward. Your favorite car. Sorry. She said new cars, old cars. It was a perfect opportunity.
Dive right in.
I am a Porsche fan, just from my dad racing them, growing up around it. But I want a 356, and my son says he's going to buy me one when he's older. So I'm going
like
to hold
it.
I'm going to hold to it.
Gavin,
I like it.
Mommy's birthday's coming up,
right?
Exactly.
And why and where would you drive it?
Oh. I don't know.
Anywhere
in the world.
Money is not an object.
Where do you picture
shipping
yourself?
I love Aspen, so maybe my 356 driving around the mountains of Aspen in the summertime. Yeah,
I like that.
Sounds good.
And snowmobile and snow ski during the winter.
Yeah, maybe get my 911 Dakar out.
Wait, how about another high five?
That was so good.
Y'all are paying attention, right? Yeah. This is what she needs. Oh my God.
So you need both of those. Yes. I like that. Yep. I'm good with that.
Totally derailed on that. Sorry, but so much more fun that way.
I mean, you know, it was a runner up, right?
Yeah. So obviously you have gone to USC, you have a bachelor's and a master's. What was the first, where did you want to go? Who did you want to work with? Where did you want to go?
So I knew I wanted to get into racing. I was at a point in my career at USC where I could have continued on to get my PhD. And it was one of those things, do I want to spend another couple of years in school or do I want to, you know, start my
experience.
Life? Yeah, so I went to the racetrack with my dad. It was the US 500 in Michigan. And talked to a man that I've known since I was little, so Derek Walker. And I said, hey, Derek, I'm at this point. What do I do? And he said, come work for me.
Nice.
So, you know, I feel very fortunate. It was probably the easiest entry for any woman in motorsports was just, hey, I've known you for the last 10 years. You know, come work for me. So I think he recognized that there was passion there and there was goals, you know, I had set out for this opportunity, and he hired me on the spot, and like 2 weeks later I was in Indianapolis. So
that's amazing.
But you know, you put the work in, you know, you put all that, you like you said, you kind of knew him, right? Was it like a family friend then?
Yeah. My dad had worked for him. And I had spent enough time hanging out in the garage, you know, with his team, sitting on stacks of tires, watching his guys work
on cars.
So he knew that it was something that I wanted to do for
a
long time.
That's so good.
Yeah.
And that passion, did it just grow as soon as you fast car?
Yeah, I think once I was in the sport, I just wanted to make sure I proved myself that it wasn't just, you know, my dad's friend gave me a job, that I deserved this opportunity. So I really, you know, worked hard towards making my own name for myself.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. And that's why I said, it's not like you didn't put that work in. I mean, you already had all of this, you know, like the education under your belt. You were around it. I mean, you've been around it since you were 8.
Yep.
So it's not like you didn't, like, you know, eat, breathe, and sleep all things motorsports almost, you know? So yeah, definitely in your blood.
Yeah. You brought up something interesting. You touched on just barely women in motorsports. You've been in this industry for a decade or more, right? What have you seen? What has shifted? How did that feel for you?
Yeah, it's grown immensely. So, you know, my first job, it was me and a bunch of guys. And I felt like I was very alone in the paddock. You know, it was, I was definitely the only female engineer in the paddock at that time. I had had, one woman that I knew of, her name was Diane Hall, and she had done some engineering in IndyCar, and had gone back to England to work in Formula One. But at the time, I was the only female engineer, and there were a few that worked their way in over the course of a couple of years. But when I left IndyCar racing a few years later, it was still very few and far between. And then, you know, this year I went to a conference in Phoenix, Women in Motorsports North America, and there were 400 women in this conference room, and there were dozens of women that were engineers on IndyCar teams. So, you know, it's been 20 years, but, you know, it has grown immensely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to see things like that, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of mentioned that to begin with, though, you wanted to prove yourself. And that wasn't just a woman thing. It was like even under your dad, you know, that. And I think that's something that, like, as women, like, people think we want to prove ourselves as women. But no, we just want to prove ourselves as us being good at what we do.
Yeah. I deserve my spot here, regardless of my gender or nationality
or upbringing of where that came from. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You put the work in. Yeah. Baja Forge, signature vehicle builds and off-road products built to forge your own path. Baja Forge was basically made because we loved off-roading. We loved the open roads. If you're looking for off-road products to help you get out on the terrain, visit BajaForge.com. Follow us on Instagram at BajaForged for our latest builds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is an absolute honor to officially announce the giveaway of this 2018 GMC Denali behind me and this $10,000 in cash. Head on over to the site, EnvisionSupplyCo.com, for your chance to win. Every $1 you spend will get you one entry into winning this 700 horsepower truck and this cash. Your chance is now. Good luck.
Interesting, though, because it is a question that you and I are asked, and I'm sure that you're asked.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that in racing, for me, I never found it to be a deal breaker or an obstacle. I found it to be something that maybe it's just the times, and it's over the past decade that being female hasn't hindered me in any way, shape, or form. It's probably accelerated, and it helps to see more women, and maybe our periphery, it opens up a little bit more and we see more women.
I think it's definitely on our perspective of what that looks like, because that can be part of it too, because I always, kind of similar to what you were saying, Trish, like, I've always looked at it like, I need to prove myself. I need to earn to where I'm getting, you know. I don't expect anyone to hand me something, to give me something. Like, I want to earn it on merit. I want to get accolades for something and be like, here, look, this is what I've done. You know, not, you know,
not
I've been in this and this is where, you know, whatever. So I think that's just my perspective on what that was. And so if it was hard, it was more like, well, yeah, doesn't everyone have this hard? I'm the new guy. Like, you know, like, it's part of it sometimes, you
the
know.
The new person. And you were with Walker Racing for how many years?
Maybe 3 or 4. It's been a while. Yeah. I went from Walker to Toyota Racing Development as they were finishing up their term in IndyCar. So I worked for TRD for several years as an engine engineer.
Yeah. And was that part of the ski part of it too? A little bit.
Yeah, that was...
Which is interesting.
Yeah, so in my most recent stint with TRD, I've actually worked there twice.
Okay.
So my most recent stint, I worked with Toyota on developing a sit ski for the Paralympic team.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
this is where that aerodynamicist comes into action again.
The project literally fell in my lap. Toyota has this big initiative of mobility for all and cool. have helped several Olympic athletes with different items. There's a hand cyclist and they did some custom hand grips for her. They worked on the wheelchair basketball team, making seats for those
guys. Yeah, that's really cool to hear. I didn't even know that.
And so this one was a sit ski they wanted to develop for one male and one female. And I had the experience of racing and ski racing and just general engineering. And it all just came together and fell in my lap. And it's still to this day my favorite thing that I've ever worked on.
That's cool.
So
it really does marry all the things that you love to do.
Yes.
I mean, you are an avid skier, right?
Yes, How long have you been skiing?
It's funny. I was just, I was in Mammoth this weekend and I was thinking back to, my history in Mammoth. I've been skiing in Mammoth for,
what years?
You don't have to.
Almost 30 years. Almost 30 years.
You were just very young when you started on the bunny
slopes. Yes, I was,
baby.
A month old.
Listen, you're talking.
But yeah, I started skiing when I was 5. So nice. Over 40 years.
Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't start skiing until I was 17, and it happened to be in the San Bernardino Mountains at Mountain High, or it was Holiday Hill back then, but.
I'm a water skier.
No snow skiing.
No snow.
Oh, my goodness.
I've not done the snow skiing thing. Yeah. I don't know why.
Did you ever pick up snowboarding? Or
I tried once. And at that time, I'd probably been skiing for 20 years.
Yeah.
And, I fell on my face. I fell on my behind.
You don't get over the...
Going back to two.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Bumps. Yeah.
Yeah, people are laughing at you from the lifts. I'm like, no, I'm a really good skier.
I'll wear a different outfit tomorrow. Yeah, I hear you on that. I started skiing late and then I started snowboarding even later. Oof. And did that okay. Thought I'd make, that for me was I wanted to be cool for my kids. That's how I started racing too. So obviously I have issues, but yeah, snowboarding's kind of rough.
Haven't done it.
And you have to wear a helmet and it messes up your hair and No, thank you. I'm down for skiing again. How was the snow at Mammoth?
I don't work for their marketing department, so I'm going to say it was a little thin.
Oh, okay.
The snow's a little thin this year, making up for an exceptional year last year.
Your weekend could have been a little better, huh?
Yeah, it's been thin everywhere, huh? Oh, my gosh. And you've worked for another race team, but it was NASCAR, correct?
I worked for Michael Waltrip Racing, I think it was 7 or 8 years. I was one of his original employees, and I stayed there.
Wow.
I stayed there for right up to the end. I left to move out here to California the year before they shut down. So I was there for almost the whole thing. It was quite a wild ride.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about the wild ride.
Well, being a new team, it was really interesting because Michael had formed this new team. Toyota was coming in as, an engine manufacturer, new to NASCAR. It was a lot of stuff going on. NASCAR had the Car of Tomorrow coming into play at the same time. So new team, new engine, new car. We were busy.
I would guess. Yeah,
but do you love all that stuff?
Oh,
I feel like
great.
That's what you really enjoy.
I thrive on busy.
Yep.
We had, at the start, it was wind tunnel testing.
Okay.
and we had the night shift because there was only one wind tunnel in town at the time.
You just took the spot whenever you could get it. Yeah.
So Toyota came in and they were the last fiddle. So they had to get the night shift at Aerodyne. And I remember driving home on, you know, I think it was Tuesday mornings or Wednesday mornings. The sun was coming up and
So sorry about your sunrise issue. I mean that with most respect. What's the difference between Indy in a wind tunnel versus NASCAR in a wind tunnel? Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So when I was doing IndyCar racing, we didn't have access to a full scale wind tunnel. So it was a model that the manufacturer would provide, and then each team would put like their custom parts on it. In NASCAR, you build a car and you roll the whole thing into the wind tunnel and you fabricate in the tunnel. It's really a totally different process. You know, now teams do a lot of CFD, so it's, I think the two different variations have kind of merged together more, but at the time it was scale model testing versus full size testing.
Wow.
So yeah, you would actually be working on the car and you could take that car, roll it out of the wind tunnel, do bit of work and then send it to the racetrack in a couple of days.
Wow.
Because you knew everything about the responsiveness, what it was going to do.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, that's so cool. I want to shadow you for like a day.
You know, to see that kind like, of, yeah.
Look, totally. I just want to watch it all.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. And now fast forward, obviously, we're here at Yokohama, right? Yeah. So is that a big shift?
It was a big shift. I've gone from a very technical hands-on role to more of a management role and working in the marketing department, which is different too for me. So I'm still trying to feel at home in that. I really enjoy going to the racetrack and being hands-on, but now there's like paperwork that I have to do.
Nobody likes paperwork.
No. Oh, that's
you're
tough.
Not alone.
I know.
The emails, right? There's too many emails.
Can we get back to the cars, please?
Exactly.
So you
missed, we feel you on that so much.
Yeah, we've made choices based on being out in the field.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I would always rather be in the garage or out
or
driving.
In the field. Yes, definitely driving. But how do you go from a racing team to, well, you didn't actually go from a racing team. You went from the TRD, the ski, and then you moved into rubber.
Yep. So it's been a probably a smoother transition to go from a team to a manufacturer to another manufacturer, just of different things, right? So it's having at Yokohama, we have a very small team. It's a small but mighty team, and it's similar to working on a race car. We just don't physically have a race car to work on.
Yeah,
we're gonna buy you a little race car.
Okay.
It might be a little. It might be the little Lego. Lego, if you're listening, we need an Indy car for this woman. That's what we need, so you can move it around.
Yeah, and something to disassemble and reassemble at my desk.
Yes, I think that's perfect. Some people play with moon. Dirt or that moon rock star or that metakinetic. You need Legos.
Yeah,
I get you Lego.
Thank you.
But I think most of it, I mean, what's great is, you know, even you wanting to be, you know, to build an Indy car like that or, you know, do something like that. It's really understanding all aspects of a vehicle like that. And you've kind of gone around the whole vehicle and had many different jobs that you understand it. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, the rubber really affects, you know, how a car performs, you know?
And until I took this job, you know, tires were just something that showed up at the racetrack, you know, and now I have to think about them. So this kind of completes my working on tires.
Definitely. And I don't think people realize so did it help you really dive in to understand so much more about tires and how they're affecting the performance of something?
Yeah. You know, coming into this role, I attended tire tests, but there were always tire engineers that were, you know, representing other brands. So now I have that experience of being on the other side of the table, and now I get to be the tire engineer. I work really closely with our team in Japan. They'll come out to some of our tire tests, and I get to kind of conduct it from a tire perspective rather than the car perspective.
Cool.
So yeah, it definitely helps having that car knowledge to be able to apply it to tires.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I do autocrossing. And I have Yokohamas on my car.
You better.
I bought it. I love it. But when I think about this is how much you have connecting you, you better spend some quality money. You want something that lasts. You want something that wins. So that's for me. That's what Yokohama tires mean to me.
No,
I don't mean that. And like,
no,
I,
that's great.
You know, yeah. Because I've worked for other tire companies as well, Bridgestone, BFG, and then Yokohama's were and Falcon, and I've had every tire on my car.
No, but it's really important. Doing tire testing is more important than so many people realize, how much it affects, from street to off-roading, how much it really affects the performance of a vehicle.
Because we're taking into consideration heat, wear, application, and then you have the compound so I find all of that just absolutely fascinating.
And what's funny on some of it is you don't even realize tires are really good until you get really bad ones. Then you're like, wow, that makes a difference.
Yeah. Boy, those don't, they don't work. I can't stop. Yeah, and it's crazy because in the teaching that I do, one of the things we do, we go around the car and I talk to the teenagers about, the importance of tires.
Yeah.
And I have great respect for rubber.
Yes.
I love it.
It's important.
It's so important. I love it. Holy moly. Okay, what else can you tell us? How's the dog?
Rossi.
Thanks for asking.
Valentino Rossi.
Yes, thanks for asking. Rossi is 14 years old, and she is graduated into doggy diapers again. So poor thing.
Oh, yeah. Poor thing.
Yeah. So we are happy to have her around at the holidays and hopefully
what
she's around.
Tell
she's a Vizsla.
She's super
fast and fun and hyper and
she's still got a lot of energy.
She does.
She's not letting those diapers.
No, she gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning. She has so much energy. Like, Mom, I got to go outside.
Great.
Dust the diapers.
Oh, and it's been so cold too.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what my cat and my dog are doing, and I'm like.
It was 1 degree in Mammoth over the weekend.
Woo,
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, taking the dog outside at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my gosh! So what's next on your plate?
Ooh, speaking of cold,
Where are you going next?
I get to go to Calgary at the end of January, early February for a Nitro Cross race.
And have you been to one yet?
Oh yeah.
She's looking forward to it.
I probably didn't have to go to Calgary for this again because I went last year, but it is my favorite. So
cool.
Nitro Cross, the FC1X electric rally car is phenomenal. And then you put a set of Yokohama tires on it with custom studs.
Oh, yeah.
And rad. They flood the Calgary Stampede. So, where they do the rodeo stuff in the summertime. So grandstands are packed with people and the ice, they're still doing jumps and a little beating and banging. It's great racing, a lot of fun.
Will you FaceTime us when
we want to see it?
You're like, come on. Yeah. It's in the same, it's like kind of pretty much in the same time zone, right?
Right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's one hour.
1 hour,
Not too far.
Oh, that's fun. How long does that go for?
That's first weekend in February.
Cool.
We have two more events in the Nitro Cross season, Calgary, and then we go to Vegas in March. So that's exciting too, because they're using some of the F1 facilities, building up around that, Nitro Cross track, bringing in some dirt.
And we know you have a busy schedule.
Yeah. Yes. We should follow her to Las Vegas though.
What a great
follow-up remote. We could just see her in action. Okay, we're coming.
We might be following you.
For sure, you should. The Nitro Cross is really, I was kind of skeptical about electric car racing, this is actually really, really cool. It's, you know, 6 or 8 lap races depending on the length of the course. So it's, you know, it goes by quickly, but there's other stuff going on. It's a different kind of motorsports. Having grown up around traditional racing, but
at first it was tough.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's a cool series.
Racing's racing.
Yep.
If the phone rings and you're my sister, we're racing.
Right?
Do you remember that? Right?
No. But it makes sense to me. I mean, that's, okay. Totally.
Our phone, we also had one of those rotary phones too, and it hung on the wall. You're not familiar?
I am.
Like, I'm totally dating myself. Jeez Louise. Oh my gosh.
Well, this has been awesome and it's gone by so fast.
I know.
And I mean, is there anything else that you really want to share? But I mean, that's what you're doing this year. It's not, I already know you're going to have an exciting year because even to get you in here, it took months.
It did.
So busy.
Yeah, but it was super busy. Nitrocross, a couple Porsche series. We have a Porsche Sprint Challenge, Porsche Carrera Cup this year we picked up.
Wow.
So yeah, that's our schedule's packed and that's just the on-road stuff. We have all of our off-road stuff.
What's happening with off-road? Tell us.
King of Hammers is coming up.
It is coming up. Yes.
Are you going to be out there?
Well, that conflicts with Calgary.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I know. I just heard that. Yeah.
We're going to be,
Are you going to King of Hammers?
I live across the street.
She will be at the race. I was going to say, she will be at the race. But she does a desert ranch roundup, and there's all sorts of, I mean, what is it, 3 weeks long?
Oh, yeah, of things going on.
The KOH life. Yeah. So we'll be enjoying some of that, doing some
podcasting
and interviews the week before.
So that'll be
fun. I'll actually be teaching. I'll be in Sonoma at the beginning of, no, I'll be in Phoenix for teaching at the beginning of February. So,
Yeah. So maybe we finish off with that last question, Jane.
What's our last question? That question.
Goodness.
Okay.
Well, I let her say because it's more of like, that was her question. She said my question.
I totally messed that up. Alive or dead, who would you like to sit down with for a conversation or a meal or a cocktail?
Gosh,
and I want to know why.
It is, yeah.
There's a couple. I would say
you can do them all.
Going back to Derek Walker.
Okay.
Just, I think he was at the forefront of hiring women. So around the same time he hired me, Sarah Fisher was driving for him. He also hired a woman that worked on his gearboxes. So we had Anna Chatton. Shout out to Anna. She's fantastic.
Oh, I love it.
She was the first woman eventually to go over the wall at the Indy 500 and got her start working for Derek. So I owe a lot to Derek.
That's cool.
I think the other one would be Dr. Lissaman at USC.
Yeah.
So he was my advisor at USC, and he was an engineer, but also an artist, and was into racing. And I just wish I could see him again.
It's these people that inspired us, our mentors that really helped fuel that for us.
Awesome.
Perfect
Yes, excellent note to close on. Thank you.
So how can people find you too? Or do you want them to?
Well, we post all of our fun racing stuff at Yokohama Tire on Instagram.
Yeah.
We have a webpage, obviously. But yeah, Instagram is where you can find all the cool racing stuff that we can do.
I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So there's probably still seats available at Calgary for Nitrocross. Check out Nitrocross kind of stuff.
Yep. Nitrocross.com for sure.
Get your passports ready.
Yes. Yeah. Check out the one in Vegas for everyone listening in Southern California. That's going to be a wild one.
Cool.
I think NASCAR's in town at the same time, so it's a
nice.
Great weekend for motorsports enthusiasts.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Field trip. I love it.
I'm down. Sounds like she is too, so we're all good.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Fastlane Jane.
And I'm Design Muse.
And this has been High Octane Hustle. And Trisha, we can't thank you enough.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Until next time.
And then she'll do her outro.